What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. We are back today at last with our final part to our series covering the features of Leonardo.ai. And again, if you haven't heard in the last few episodes, and if I haven't made it clear, I am absolutely geeking out over the incredibly well thought out suite of tools and features here in the Leonardo.ai platform. It answers and solves just so many of the frustrations and problems that I have experienced with image generation tools. And I'm quite sure it's solving a lot of the same problems for my peers, judging by its popularity. And this will probably be a bit of a shorter episode again, definitely a little bit more geared towards the creative marketers out there. Any of you jack of all trades or solo entrepreneur types who are doubling as not only a marketer, but also a graphic designer for your business like I am. This one is for you for sure. The first thing we're going to touch on is some of those fine-tuned models that I've been mentioning in previous episodes that Leonardo.ai offers. Then we're going to take a look at their training and data sets feature. And then lastly, right before we sign off for this series, we're just going to take a peek at an alpha feature that's out called texture generation. And this one is definitely for the graphic designers out there, or more so even the video game designers or special effects designers who may have found this podcast because you need to market your games or your business or whatever. In that case, you probably found Leonardo.ai already. And if not, you are most welcome. Not sure exactly how useful or groundbreaking some AI-empowered texture generation is going to be compared to like the Unreal Engines out there. In fact, as I break it down and talk about it, I'm sure Unreal Engine is way on top of their AI integrations, considering the incredible capabilities and innovative cutting-edge nature of that software. So anyway, tons of detailed fine-tuned models here. Let's go ahead and jump into the platform again so you can see what I'm talking about. And on the left-hand side of the screen here, under advanced, we have our fine-tuned models. So like I said, just a ton more models here. And they have some of the models that we have already covered, only like expanded. Like they have the anime model. They call it Leonardo Anime XL. For those who aren't watching on video, they have the lightning model XL. But then they have some specialized, really specific models, also one called RPG V5, created specifically for specializing in creating characters or RPG characters for RPG games. And for you non-gamers out there, those are highly unique characters for role-playing games, which often have complex character networks, a lot of non-player characters going on. So 3D animation and design is hugely important there. They have like a 3D Pixar animation style as well, one for photography, one for pixel art down here, and then several for creating items and apparel for video games. Lots of game design applications here for sure. I fancied myself a game designer in a previous life also, but my lack of coding skill led me to the front end of websites and websites. And then finally down here, they have a couple fun looking models like Christmas stickers or cute animal characters, or spirit creatures is what they call them, which is actually exactly the type of thing I was looking for when I was creating a mascot, if you will, for Digital Pop. So maybe I'll use creatures or spirit creatures here to try and create a mascot on the fly. All right, so I just went ahead and jumped forward here and cut out the loading time of all my designs. But these are a couple creatures that I just came up with using the spirit creatures model. For those of you watching on video, check them out if you have time, if you're not. Anyway, on to the next tool we're going to touch on, which is their training and data sets. So let's back out into the dashboard here. So the training and data sets tool is right here underneath advanced as well. And basically, what this is going to allow you to do is create your own model. And it looks like some of these fine-tuned models have actually been created by members of the community or different members of the team. Not quite clear or sure exactly what or who created them or how that's done. But if it's community-driven, then a community-driven thing, like I believe it is, all the cooler, and definitely showing once again the power of community. Anyway, what you can do is upload or generate a series of images to create this data set. And then you can train your own model on that data set. And there's a ton of different code templates that you can use in the documents and the API, excuse me, to train individual models in your own tools. I definitely could see an application for branding or keeping a brand consistent through a series of ads or campaigns using a brand trained model. And then again, finally, they have this really cool gamer focused texture generation tool. And I wanted to mess around a little bit with it, but it looks like it requires an object file, upload new object, it says here, which I'm guessing and I believe is some sort of either Unreal Engine or Autodesk Maya file, a 3D, some sort of 3D mapping or building file format. And again, I messed around with those at one point back in my college days, and I don't feel like taking the installation and orientation deep dive on, on Unreal Engine or Maya today. So we're going to just trust Leonardo AI that this feature is just as handy and cool as all the other ones that we covered in this series. And Leonardo AI is definitely holding the top spot in my rankings of tools. I've said it in the last few episodes, and I'll say it again. Okay, so that does it for today's episode and for the series covering this awesome Leonardo.ai tool. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more helpful and super, super impactful for the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.